God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good morning, folks. Great to be here. What wonderful testimonies. Time of praise and worship, glorifying God. And now we have the Word of God this morning. Hey, it's great to have the kids in here today, isn't it? Hallelujah. Boys and girls, God bless you. We love you. And it's good to have you here today. So, bless your hearts. We're ministering from Psalm 61 this morning, Psalm 61. I believe that God has given me a word from that psalm. Hear my cry, O God, and attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a refuge, a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever, and I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I cry unto you. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. We used to sing that. Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I will cry unto you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter unto me and a strong tower from the enemy. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I. How many people here today have known what it's like to have your heart overwhelmed? Overwhelmed. My heart many times has been overwhelmed. And I thank God for the rock that is higher than I. That is the message this morning. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Can we say that together deliberately and with feeling and emotion in our souls today, all together? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There are many references in the Word of God to the rock. The first one that compares God to a rock is in Deuteronomy 32, where it records the last words of Moses before the Lord took him. After leading the children of Israel for 40 years through the wilderness, he gives them his last speech. In fact, it's a song, the last song of Moses. And when you have a moment when you go home today, maybe you'd like to read it. But in verses 3 to 4, he says, "For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to the Lord our God. He is a rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, good and righteous is he." Praise God that our God is a rock. Another reference to God as a rock is in Hannah's prayer, 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2, where Hannah is praising God because she's had a baby after being barren for years, and she has had this baby boy to become the great prophet Samuel, and she said, "No one is holy like the Lord. There is none besides you. nor is there any rock like our God. So the concept of God having a rock-like nature, solid and unchanging, was familiar to David. He would have known the story of Moses. So it was natural for him to cry out in his prayer that is expressed in this lovely psalm, which of course is also a song. In fact, it's to the chief musician on a stringed instrument. Some of the versions that you may read will say it's played on the guitar. It's meant to be played on a guitar. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sam, and every guitarist here. For him to cry out in his prayer, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And so it's natural for David to see God as a place of security, a place of stability, and a place of safety. I thank God that I've proved that in my life. How about you? How about you? A lot of people today getting overwhelmed. Have you noticed that? People getting overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with various difficulties. Overwhelmed with various circumstances. Thank God. David says again in Psalm 27, verses 4 to 5, "In the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He will hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock." He shall set me high upon a rock. Psalm 28, 1, "To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock." Psalm 40, verse 2, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock." Hallelujah. So here in this psalm, we have a cry from David's heart. And what he prayed on that occasion, I believe on this occasion, here this morning, it becomes part of God's living word to everyone here, particularly anyone who may be feeling overwhelmed. A testimony to those who have ever felt overwhelmed, and yet you're here today praising God, and an encouragement to you if in the future you're ever going to be overwhelmed, because I'm here today to tell you there is a rock that is higher than you. There is a rock that you can cling to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." First of all, I want us to notice his desperation. His desperation. He's in despair. He's emotional. You know, the word cry, I found out in Hebrew, the word cry is more than just that. It actually means a long, drawn-out cry from the depth of the soul. I thank God for the time I spent in Africa. When we were going through a time of distress here, I thank God that in Africa I learned how to cry. I learned how to cry. This word means the sort of cry that you hear out in Africa when there's a time of great distress, when someone has lost a loved one, or when something terrible has happened. There's a cry. It's a long, drawn-out cry. It's a wailing. Ay, 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 yo, ay, 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 yo, babo, ay, yo, yo, yo. It's from the heart. It's a cry. It's a cry. And David is in that situation when his spirit is moved, when he feels emotionally moved, and he's crying, he's wailing, he's crying out to God. Some translators have rendered it almost like a scream. Ah, no, Lord. Have you ever felt like that? No, Lord. We British, God bless us, we're stiff upper lipped. Oh, I thank God that I'm not stiff upper lipped. And I can cry. I can cry. He doesn't keep his emotions in here. He He lets them out, and he's letting them out to God. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He's in a personal crisis, close to giving up. And he describes his situation as almost being overwhelmed. Oh, Heather, bless your heart, love. We've felt, been through times when we've praised God that he's been a rock to us that is higher than we are. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When we've been overwhelmed and close to despair, we've been able to hold on to the rock that is higher than we are, higher than our feelings, higher than the circumstances that have come upon us, higher than our disappointments, higher than our mistakes, higher than all our backslidings and all our troubles, all whatever has been in our way and hindered us. Whatever we've been through, our lacks of finance, our lack of provision, times of sickness. I was so sick once with malaria, I saw little animals jumping out of the wall at me. Wow, that's sick, I tell you. Another time I was having hallucinations. And I was in bed, 99 College Road in bed. Oh, God, oh, God. Suddenly Lloyd came in, jumped on the bed and said, I come to see you, Dad. That was difficult because he was out in Africa. Overwhelmed, having hallucinations, being sick, being ill, all sorts of circumstances, the complexities of life. You know, we know, we're reminded so often, we have it in the Word of God. We're anointed children of God. Message last week, Derek, and thank you for it. Anointed children of God, chosen by him. We've proved his faithfulness. And then suddenly we can be hit by a circumstance that challenges our faith, saps our strength, dampens our fire. David, remember, had been a champion. He'd been anointed to be king and now was king. And in his youth, he'd been under the anointing, defeated Goliath. He'd been honored. The girls made up songs of praise about him. He had been propelled into popularity and then plunged into notoriety. He had to flee from a jealous king. He sought refuge in the hills. And then when he's eventually crowned king of Israel, here we find him once again at the end of himself, at the end of his tether. Far away from family, far away from home. That's why he says in this psalm, from the ends of the earth. From the ends of the earth. I couldn't feel further away. I couldn't feel further away from God than I feel right now. Don't tell me there's nobody here that's never felt like that. Never felt further away. My eyes have been on the mud rather than on the stars. They're bewailing my situation. Desperate. Desperate. Bible scholars feel that this prayer was during the time when he was being, his life was being threatened by his own son, Absalom, who was conniving to take over the kingdom and reign in his father's stead. If you want to read the story, it's in 2 Samuel chapter 15. He's literally far away from his palace at Jerusalem, far away from the very place he longs to be, and that is the tabernacle. Oh, bless you, sister, this morning. Thank you for that encouragement and testimony, how you had this job and you wanted to be here, but you had to be at work. And God undertook for you your heart, longing for the fellowship of God's people. And yet feel far away, emotionally, spiritually. Here's David again seeking refuge. However, although he's overwhelmed and although he's cast down, thank God he's not destroyed. And by God's grace, he makes a comeback. He makes a comeback. Hallelujah. And it's on his testimony. It's on his testimony that he bases this prayer. So much for his distress. What about his testimony? His testimony, for you have been a shelter to me. Amen. Thank God. Wherever you are today, you may feel far away, but in your heart, you've got a testimony. And sometimes that testimony needs reviving in your soul. And you need to remember everything that God has done for you in the past. Hallelujah. Everything that God has done for you. Maybe he remembers the words of Moses. He would have known them. Ascribe greatness to the Lord our rock. Ascribe greatness. This underlines his appeal and his cry to God by reviving in his heart this testimony. For you have been a shelter unto me. Hallelujah. A strong tower. Anybody here felt as able to give this testimony alongside David and look up to God and say, Lord, I don't feel right now as though I'm close to you, but I do thank you, Lord. I'm crying unto you from the ends of the earth, from my desperation, from the depths of my being, from the extremity of what has happened to me right now. I'm crying unto you, O God, because you have been a shelter unto me and a strong tower from the enemy. I wonder if David had this song that we used to sing. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He changed my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. Jesus is always the same. I'm going to praise him. See what the Lord has done. Let's give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. And that is exactly what David is doing. He's expressed his desperation. He's expressed the depth of his feelings, and now he's praising God. See what the Lord has done. And when we get overwhelmed, praise God, we can lift our heads to the one who can lift us. Put our feet back on the rock that is higher than we are. We can look back in our lives and see what the Lord has done. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So much for his desperation. So much for his testimony. But what I want to remind us of now is that we today can look to the same rock, because the rock that David looked to is with us today. He is with us today, and that rock has a name, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He hideth my soul in the cleft of a rock. It shelters a dry, thirsty land. He hides my soul in the depths of his love, and he covers me there with his hand. Praise God today that we have a rock that is higher than we are. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:4, and that rock was Christ. He is our rock of provision. He is the smitten rock. We used to sing an old hymn, smitten rock with bleeding side. He's the smitten rock. He was smitten. He was smitten. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. Out from his side was poured out blood and water. We have that in the Word of God where the children of Israel were thirsty. They were crying out for water. Moses prayed to God. God said, strike the rock. Moses struck the rock. And Paul says in the New Testament, in his epistle to the Corinthians, that rock was Christ. That rock was Christ. And the Word of God says, and it followed them. Wherever they went, they always had a good supply of water. It was a miracle. It was a provision. He's the rock of ages. He's the smitten rock. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Is there a need in your life for some provision? Just some basic need. Just some basic need. I want to tell you, there's a rock that is higher than you. There's a rock that is higher than you are. And we're here today rejoicing in him who's the rock of our ongoing salvation. He's the rock of revelation. It's our belief in him that underpins our life. Like Peter, we acknowledge him as Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, this revelation hasn't come from any human understanding. It's come from my Father. And on this rock, I will build my church. On the fact that you believe that I am the Son of the living God. The fact that you believe in me, you believe in who I am, you believe in what I can do. This revelation has come to you from heaven, and I believe by the grace of God, most of us here this morning have had this revelation in our hearts. We know whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. He is our rock. Our lives are not built on sinking sand. He's the rock of our provision. He's the rock of our revelation. And he's the rock of our faith's foundation. Our lives are not built on sinking sand, but on his word. Jesus said, whoever hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man that builds his house on a rock. Listen, and when the what? When the rain descends, and when the floods come, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, it did not fall. It did not fall because it was founded on a rock. He is the rock of prophetic prophecy. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for the foundation, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. He who believes in me will not act hastily. You won't be rushed into some unwise decision. You will be kept firm and steadfast. And in Isaiah 32, you might like to turn to that. In Isaiah 32, as we draw to a close right now, Isaiah 32, Isaiah 31, 32, behold, a king will reign in righteousness. Princes will rule in justice. Listen, a man, it's a prophetic messianic prophecy speaking of Jesus. A man, the man that we believed in, the man that died on the cross, the man that is now in glory, clothed with glory, the man who is interceding for us as our great high priest, the one who dwells in our hearts by faith, a man will rule in justice. A man will be a hiding place from the wind, a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. My hope is built on nothing less but than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, then he is all my hope and stay. May we stand together. Say amen, 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 amen. Bless you. Oh, you boys and girls, you've been so good. Let's bless the boys and girls. Let's give them a clap, the boys and girls. Are you listening to me, boys and girls? Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. He's the rock of ages. He loves you today. Praise God. Parents, God bless you. Bring up your family to trust in Jesus. Read them the word of God, the solid rock, when he shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. All together on the chorus, on Christ the solid rock I stand. 1, 2, 3. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've helped us. Thank you that you've blessed us. We pray, mighty God. We pray, Father, anyone here who's feeling that their heart is overwhelmed, just bring comfort and faith right now. Oh, God, remind them of what you can do. Remind them of what you have done. And remind them by your grace of what you will do. What you've done for others, hallelujah, you'll do for every one of us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.